And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is originals. Each of my guests is an original in his field. My first guest launched his own company with only a high school education, no money, and no experience. He's a pioneer in the sales promotion industry. We discuss his basic ideas that mean business. My next guest is an ex-Baptist minister, televangelist, media mogul, and business person. He's a true original, host of the 700 Club, seen on television worldwide. We're going to discuss money moves that are right on the money. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or speak to Pat Robertson, you can call 639-0008. Pat Robertson has achieved national and international recognition as a religious broadcaster, philanthropist, educator, religious leader, businessman, and author. He's the founder and chairman of the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN for short, and he's the founder of several other organizations as well, International Family Entertainment, Regent University, Operation Blessing International Relief and Development Corporation, American Center for Law and Justice, The Flying Hospital, and several other organizations as well. Today, CBN produces programming seen in 200 nations, heard by in 70 different languages, including Russian, Arabic, Spanish, French, and Chinese. The flagship program, The 700 Club, which Mr. Robertson hosts, can be seen in 97% of the television markets across the United States. Mr. Robertson has so many other accolades. I don't want to bore you with all of those, except to say that in 1982, he served as President Ronald Reagan, with President Ronald Reagan on a task force for victims of crime. And as you know, Mr. Robertson, this is Ventura County, home of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. We all have a deep affinity for President Reagan. Pat and his wife have four children, 14 grandchildren. They reside in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Welcome to the show, Pat. How are you today?
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for being our special guest today. And I'm going to start with your service to the country and to President Ronald Reagan when you were on that task force in the 1980s. You know, during President Reagan's years, the country really did experience tremendous financial success. Today, that's not so true. Have we lost touch with the sound financial principles that we had during the Reagan years?
Well, there was no question about it. Reagan said, you know, government is not the answer. Government is the problem. And he knew we should cut spending. I mean, he was a fiscal conservative for all the way through and through. And, for example, he wanted to abolish the Department of Education. I just read today, I mean, I did my show, we're going to spend $70 billion on the Department of Education that Ronald Reagan wanted to do away with. And the same thing is true with many of these other wasteful agencies. But we need another Ronald Reagan. I mean, he's one of my heroes.
Well, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to start there, because Reagan really did turn the country's mood away from big business is bad towards big government is bad. That was probably one of his most fundamental shifts that he was able to create in this country. So you echo his belief, big government is bad, don't you?
Well, there's no question about it. It's oppressive. And it doesn't create anything. You know, government doesn't create wealth. It redistributes wealth. It takes wealth away from the producers. It's very wasteful. And the crowd that's in Washington right now doesn't seem to understand it. They're big government. Well, they tend to be socialists.
All right. Well, let's get back to more positive footing. Let's talk a little bit about your book, Right on the Money, Financial Advice for Tough Times. Certainly, we're coming out of some of the worst tough times that most people have experienced in their lifetime. So what steps do we need to take to return to sound financial footing, both on a personal level and as a country?
Well, as personal, the thing we've got to do is get control of our finances. And so a family needs to understand where they're spending money. And they need to know where the money's going. They need to know what's coming in. They need to know certain amount would be discretionary. Certain amount is fixed. They have obligations. And they need to have a budget. We have and the budget, one of the principles always is you have to have more coming in than what goes out.
That's
when
right.
More goes out than what comes in, you run up enormous deficits, and then there's a slavery that comes about because of it.
I like that, the slavery of being indebted. I think that that is great. Now, many people, Pat, during this past decade lost their retirement funds in the recession of 2007 and 2009. So how can people really regain that decade of lost wealth that we experienced in the first decade of the 2000s?
Well, I don't think that people ought to get out of the game, frankly. I am still in the market myself, and I think the market has had amazing resilience. I wouldn't think 2 years down the road I want to hang around too much longer, but I do believe that, in my opinion, natural resources, oil, gas, gold, silver, platinum, copper, et cetera, are in for quite a run. They've had quite a run. They'll have more. So I think we need to focus our investing into those areas. Last year, I managed a fairly substantial fund for our university, and I think I was up, I think it was 40%.
Wow.
Last year.
Congratulations.
So, it's not that hard. You know? And so I don't think people ought to, you know, pull in their bomb shelter and hide. You know, if we're going to get back what we've lost, we need to still stay in the game. But there will come a time that we get totally defensive, but I don't think this year is it.
All right. Now, you dropped the bombshell on us. You said 2 years. What do you think is going to happen in 2 years that's going to change the landscape?
I think that the special interest groups of this country are so vociferous in their demands, they are not going to permit the government to take the steps that it needs to take to get our fiscal house in order. And when that happens, within 2 years, I think the United States dollar is going to be in free fall. I think that the people who hold our bonds overseas, the Japanese, the Chinese, and others, are going to start calling them and saying, we don't want these anymore. So if they start dumping treasuries on the open market, it will be a cascading effect, and it will be very devastating to people's wealth. We'll have runaway inflation, and people on fixed incomes are just going to be decimated.
Wow. We're talking to Pat Robertson, everybody, author of the book Right on the Money, Financial Advice for Tough Times. And he's given us some very solid financial advice. And you want to listen to this because Mr. Robertson is an incredible businessman. Tell the story, if you will, please, Pat, about building your media empire by just acquiring one UHF station in Tidewater, Virginia, and turning that into a media empire with only $70 in your pocket. I mean, it's an incredible story.
I really have to give the Lord the credit because it's nothing I did. I just followed his advice and everything worked out. But God led me to leave New York City and come down to Virginia, where my home state, and buy a rundown UHF television station. Well, at the time, I didn't even own a television set. You know, I didn't know anything about television. And I had $70 in my pocket. And this word from the Lord, and I came down with my wife and three children and lived on faith for a while. The first year, this is a true story, I kept the books. My first year of our operation, we had $8,000 total income the entire year. Second year, it was $20,000, and then it went up from there, and now it's in the hundreds of millions. But it was amazing what has happened over the years.
Well, exactly, and I think really it downplays the achievements that you created. Yes, you may have been guided by the Lord, but in reality you were the feet on the street and you turned it around. So now you're a media empire. Tell us a little bit about CBN and the reach that CBN has, not only here in the United States, but really around the world.
Well, one of the things that we did was to go into satellite delivery of television programs, and we were the third in the country. The first was Home Box Office. The second was Turner's station, WTBS, in Atlanta. And the third was us. And we took a transponder on the RCA Satcom 1 satellite, and we were able to deliver our programs all across America on satellite. And then from there, we started a cable network, and we were the first satellite-delivered basic cable network in the United States. We were number one in America. And it grew until we had, I think, 68-plus plus million subscriber households, which is a lot of subscribers.
It is.
And it got so beneficial, but we were making so much money that the IRS didn't think a charity should be involved in that. So we spun it off into a public company. We went public, and then because of the success of it, there were a number of suitors, and the one who got it was Rupert Murdoch of News Corp, and he paid just short of $2 billion for something that, again, had come out of $70. And that was just one offshoot of what we had. The main ministry we kept, and we're now broadcasting. I guess we have an audience of somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 million people a year, audience.
And, wow.
We're broadcasting one way or the other in a couple hundred countries. And as you said earlier, you know, it goes 60, 70, 80 languages. But I have, for example, our audience in Nigeria is considerably bigger than what it is here in the United States.
Isn't that interesting?
We have a huge audience in India. We have a couple hundred employees in India. And we have big studios in Jakarta and Indonesia, big studios in Manila, big studios in Hyderabad in India, and also in New Delhi. And we have a big facility in the Ukraine in Kiev that is broadcasting programs in Russian all over the old CIS. So it's quite a reach, and it's sort of exciting to see what's happening.
Well, it is, and it's an exciting success story, not only for you, but also for broadcasting in general. We're talking to Pat Robertson. We're talking about his book, Right on the Money, Financial Advice for Tough Times. We're also talking about broadcasting. And now, Pat, I want to turn my attention to politics, for just one quick question. A lot of people may not remember this, but back in 1988, you ran a very impressive campaign for president. You out-organized and you beat then-Vice President George H.W. Bush in Iowa, and you nearly knocked off Senator Bob Dole with your finish in Washington State, winning the majority of the caucus delegates up there. Now, coming into the 2012 election, the Republican field is probably as wide open as it has been in years. So who do you see leading the pack of contenders, and of those people leading the pack, which one of them embraces the Ronald Reagan-like qualities, in your opinion?
Well, there's some very good people. I think probably Mitt Romney is a Reagan conservative, even though he went off the track a little bit in health care in Massachusetts. I believe that you'd say Haley Barbour, Mississippi, embraces the Reagan philosophy. And the man I like is one probably isn't too well known, is a fellow named John Thune. He's a senator from South Dakota. He beat Tom Daschle, who was then the Senate Majority Leader. And Thune is an extraordinarily handsome guy. He's a very dedicated believer. He's strong in all the various areas that I think are important. So he's one that is good. There are others. Mitch Daniels in Indiana as a governor has done very well. Plenty in Minnesota. I think the Republicans have a surfeit of good people this year running for president.
Well, that's good. And I think it's interesting. I'm going to harken back to the 1988 election, because sometimes a little-known dark horse candidate appears much the same way that you did back in 1988, and it makes a strong bid for the nomination. Of those people that you just mentioned, Romney, Barbour, and so forth, who do you see really as being the dark horse candidate that's going to come out and win this horse race?
The one I like is John Thune, who's the senator from South Dakota. Extraordinarily attractive guy, and a very forceful person, presence, and a very dedicated Christian, very dedicated conservative. And I think he might be the dark horse. I don't know if any of the others coming out. I'm sure that there's some thought that Chris Christie up in New Jersey might be a candidate.
Yes,
and, there are others like him, but. I think that this guy could be the sleeper candidate.
All right. He's the real deal. John Thune coming out of South Dakota. I love it. Thanks so much. Let's change gears again, if I can, please, and talk about some of the many other organizations that you have helped to start in your career. And let's talk about you've created things to make the world a better place, like Christian Coalition, the Flying Hospital International, Family Entertainment Incorporated, Operation Blessing International, Relief and Development Corporation, and Regent University. Speak to my listeners, if you would please, Pat, about the importance of service to the community and service to the country.
Well, I feel, you know, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, he says, isn't this the fast that God have chosen, that you would deal your bread to the hungry? If you see the naked person, that you'd clothe him. If you see the homeless, you'd bring him into the house. And that became the theme of something that I call Operation Blessing. It was in 1968, and we started it. It was just it was amazing. It was sort of, I said, people call in. If you've got some extra canned goods you want to give away, you call. And if there's somebody that needs some food, you call. And we had a little 3x5 card box, and that was the beginning of it. And right now, we're bringing food and supplies to roughly 100 million pounds of food a year into the inner cities of America. We're doing a major operation in Haiti. We've done a tremendous amount in Katrina in New Orleans, and in Pakistan when they had an earthquake, in China with an earthquake. We've had to rebuild apartments. We have helped people get back on their feet. We do medicals. We've had, several hundred thousand a year, actually several million people that we've helped with medical missions on Operation Blessing. So it is a thrill. Again, it started with a tiny little bit of nothing.
Wow. And from a card box, from really humble beginnings, all of these great service organizations have arisen, and that's just very, very commendable to you. We're talking to Pat Robertson, everybody. Pat, before I let you go, as you look back over your career and you kind of ruminate on the different things that you have done, what do you think has been the greatest achievement in your career thus far?
Well, I think we pioneered, and again, it was the Lord doing it, but the interactive television that has allowed the audience to call in and talk to the people who are there. We have received about 85 million telephone calls asking for prayer and help over the years.
Wow.
And I think that's the single achievement. People who are hurting, they have emotional needs, they have needs in their marriages, they have physical needs and so forth, and we're there for them. And I think that's important, is to serve people, and that's an example of service that I think stands out.
Well, I would have to agree with that. Service above all, that's great. We've been talking to Pat Robertson, everybody, author of the book Right on the Money, Financial Advice for Tough Times. Pat, if people really like what they hear from you, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, we have something called CBN.com. That's where you can log in. We have all kinds of information about our programs. And, of course, for higher education, our graduate school, Regent University, is regentedu.com. That's another opportunity. I'm glad to say that one of our graduates just was elected governor of the state. We have a couple congressmen in office right now, 23 judges, et cetera, who are graduates of our school. So that's kind of an exciting part of the other things we're doing is higher education.
That is wonderful. We've been talking to Pat Robertson, everybody. And, Pat, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. Good to be with you.
Thank you. It is a pleasure, believe me.